Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-sided word.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as...
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Cardinum, Vibology. Unfortunately, it couldn't start until now, but we'll see how long I get in to the show. Apologies for that. But I'm gonna read some stuff first. WCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484. Or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WCT, you can email pr@wct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage Radio, Monday nights starting at 7 p.m. Shift into gear as we dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running. Garage Radio, Monday nights at 7 p.m., only on 88.3 WRCT. Flap your hands, shake your head, and wiggle your ankles. Songs to stim... out to mixes for when you're overstimulated to bring you down from 140 BPM to a cool 70. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on WRCT FM. For people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, the loss of driving can signal a loss of independence. But it's more important not to ignore the risk associated with driving. The American Academy for Neurology has issued a new guideline to help determine when people with Alzheimer's or dementia should stop driving. The guideline advises caregivers to watch for warning signs, which include crashes, traffic tickets, avoiding driving at night or in rain, and an aggressive or impulsive personality. While these examples may help assess whether a loved one with even mild dementia is unable to drive, doctors should be consulted. Caregivers should also be aware of their state's driving laws. To learn more about driving risks with dementia or to find a neurologist near you, visit the American Academy of Neurology's website for patients and caregivers at aan.com. That's aan.com. And now we're going to get back to some music, starting with Heliocentric by DJ Spooky. I heard this in the radio. Or on the radio with my aunt a few years back, Simona. and I think it's interesting. I don't know. I have some breakcore lined up next. So I just like this song because it kind of reminds me of breakcore, but it's all like through this flute and drum. So interesting textures. So, yeah, we're listening to some breakcore right now. This is It Should Happen After It Rains by Grindr. I got into breakcore a few years back because I just think it's kind of a, it's like a very fun genre. You can dance to it, but it kind of feels like you're in a video game. And also it's like creative to me, I guess, like figuring out how to do all the beats and stuff. I wish I could learn. Well, maybe I will. But anyways, after this, I have some other stuff, some more chill stuff planned. I think I'm just going to keep going. There's no one DJing after me, so I'm just going to keep going until I'm done with my set. But yeah. Listening to WCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM.